Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. A regular part of our program is introducing the editor of MI Tech News, a special technology news source that's been created for the last number of years. It has been print, but it's now moving into video production. And with us to talk about the recent headlines from Traverse City is none other than the editor, Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, how you doing?
Doing great, Foster. Whenever it's summertime, I'm always doing great.
How is it, by the way, up there in Traverse City as compared down here?
Actually, it was hotter. I was surprised. That
really?
Was in the high 80s. Because I checked Ann Arbor, I thought, gosh, if it's this hot up here, it must be 100 down there. But it was actually cooler in Ann Arbor than it was in Traverse City.
Now, you were up there for a very special event over the last week or so, I think it was. And that's the Center for Automotive Research's Management Briefing Seminars.
They've been going on for a couple multiple decades. Dave Cole started that. I first started covering when I was at the Free Press in the 90s, and I know it was going on before that. Probably, I'm not sure if Gary's listening in, but certainly he would probably know when it started. But Dave Cole started that, and professor at the U of M. His dad used to be the president of GM, so he was really connected and picked that spot up there, the Traverse Resort, so families could come up, so the folks could play golf, and you know, it's a working vacation. And I've covered it over 25 years off and on, mm-hmm. and this one was totally focused on autonomous and connected vehicles. Everything, all the elements were about, you know, what's coming down the road, the predictions, all the issues that have to be dealt with. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, but Mike, you weren't on vacation up there, not even a working vacation. You were interviewing your little Tookie off, as I heard.
Yeah, I did 18 video interviews.
Wow.
So we all know how fun it is editing video, but I actually took today off. I was so mentally tired, but I'm going to plunge into video editing tomorrow and then begin to put those up several every week on our new MI Tech News TV channel.
So what were some of the interesting topics that you covered while you were interviewing?
Well, one was with Toyota. Toyota debuted the second iteration of its hydrogen fuel cell Class 8 truck, and that's one of those big tractor trucks that you see on the highway that pulls, the 50-foot-long trailers behind it. And so they have one that they had an alpha version of it a couple of years ago. Now they just launched the beta, and it does 300 miles per fill-up. And they use liquid hydrogen to pump into the tanks. And they're going to be experimenting with it at the Port of Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach, because you know L.A. is incredibly smoggy. And there's 16,000 diesel vehicles working the port, which has to be a major source of air pollution.
Oh, my, yes.
And so that's just output water is their byproduct, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's the zero emissions. So Toyota is really moving up on that. There was other sessions that looked at, for instance, the liability issues. If you're in an autonomous vehicle that's driving itself and it gets in an accident, who gets sued? Is it the manufacturer? Is it you? Is it the software maker?
Oh boy.
So they looked at all that. They looked at they're looking into their crystal ball as to when these various vehicles would become dominant on the road. Now, you know me, I'm a naysayer. I think it's going to take a lot longer than what they're saying. But they were predicting that by 2030, that 50% of the cars on the roads will either be, they'll be autonomous, but 50% of them will probably be electric or hybrid.
Wow.
I think that's 12 years away. I suppose that's a possibility. But again, it's just guesswork.
Yeah, I don't expect to be around to see that. Mike Brennan, by the way, is our guest here. Excuse me, he was up in Traverse City at the Automotive Research Management Briefing Seminars we're talking about right now. What struck me was they were making headlines up there. Not just, I mean, it was like hard news was coming out of Traverse City, which is, you know, it wasn't just tangential automotive kind of stuff. It was hard news.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, great sessions. There was 1,000 people in attendance, probably dozens of reporters. I was working out of the press room, and they had a live feed in there so that we could continue to work and kind of monitor what was going on with the various sessions. It was a great conference. I mean, anything that you'd want to know about what the predictions are and what all the issues are with, you know, when we get into this brand new brave world of autonomous vehicles, they covered it there. I mean, it went on for 3 days, actually 4 days. It was, I left Thursday morning, and then there was a half a day on Thursday, but there was wall-to-wall sessions Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was forced to go to a lot of press parties. That it was horrible, you know. So
in beautiful Traverse City,
so there was a vacation component to it.
Long days, though, 18-hour days. So
oh boy!
I'm getting a little older now, so I was pretty exhausted when I got back in town. And then I turned around on Friday. There was a big event at Cobo, the Billington Auto Cybersecurity Conference, and I attended that on Friday just to sit in and see what was being said, and it's a pretty heavyweight folks there. The head of NHTSA was there, and you know, the Senator Peters was there talking about some of the things that he's doing, and I'll get some of those videos up here shortly.
Uh-huh.
It was a busy week and lots of videos.
Mike, you mentioned videos. Now we're used to MI Tech News being delivered to us as a press issue, you know, like a press release, if you will. But you've got this whole new product. How are we going to consume that?
Well, we'll begin to post them I have a special page created right now it's in the works right now. It should be ready shortly. And as I begin to edit all the videos, we'll post it. And so you'll be able to go to the link there, kind of like what I have now, except that what we're going to do is loop all the videos. So as we add a new one, if you just want to sit there and absorb them all, they'll just, you know, boom, 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 play along. I tried to keep them around 3 or 4 minutes.
Good.
Some of them were more interesting. I'm not sure if he had Caramba on the show today. I know you've talked about having him on the show.
We didn't have Caramba on the show today, but we are going to shortly.
Yeah, so I interviewed the CEO of Caramba, Ami Dotan, Israeli company. They really got it down to keep hackers out of vehicles. But one of the things he warned about there was there's Chinese white hats if they come a calling, you won't need to listen, because they do what white hat hackers do, is they try to penetrate your website and show you where all the vulnerabilities are. And so he talked about them in depth. I have a video on that. They kept me running, I'll tell you. So
I bet they did. It sounds fascinating. Mike Brennan, this sounds like the start of something big.
Well, I hope so. We hope to have the streaming component, which would be live TV, where we can do a live event coverage and do live interviews, available in September. But I'm working with developers, and you all know what that's like.
Yes.
So I'm promised it'll be available in September, but we'll see. Certainly this fall, but then we'll be doing live interviews. And then, you know, instead of, for instance, I do M-Squared TechCast with Matt Roush on Mondays from 2 to 3. That locks me into a time and a day where when we get the new platform, I can interview anyone, anytime, so we can do breaking news coverage. We're going to be doing event coverage. We're going to be doing live remotes.
Wow, it sounds fantastic. Mike, I'm hearing the music in the background, which means we're about ready to wrap things up here. Thank you so much for being with us and for this new source of information on technology here in our fair state of Michigan. Take care, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.